And we'll wrap up our remembrances with Emmy and Grammy Award-winning singer Edie Gourmet. She died this summer at the age of 84. Gourmet was half of the married singing duo known as Steve and Edie. And as NPR's Sonari Glinton tells us, her talent was undeniable. Her style, well, Sonari will tell you.
Edie Gourmet was not cool. Now, don't get me wrong. She often operated adjacent to cool, touring with Frank Sinatra, palling with Sammy Davis Jr. Those guys, cool. Edie Gourmet didn't even try.
Blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell.
That was Gourmet's first chart-topping hit, Blame It on the Bossa Nova. Edith Gormazano was born in the Bronx in 1928 to an Italian father and a Turkish mother. Both were Sephardic Jews and spoke Ladino, a variant of Old Spanish. Gourmet's fluency in Spanish helped bring her fame in Latin America, beginning with her performances with the group Trios Los Panchos.
Amor, amor, amor.
Gourmet met her husband Steve Lawrence on the set of The Tonight Show with Steve Allen in 1953. While virtually inseparable, Gourmet maintained a solo career.
I mean, it's a big, beautiful, rich, deep voice.
Will Friedwald is a jazz critic with the Wall Street Journal, and he's author of the book Jazz Singing.
The voice itself is not as completely unique as, I don't know, Barbara Streisand, and yet, you know, I can always tell Barbara Streisand within 30 milliseconds, but I would much, much, much rather listen to Edie Gourmet. She was a much greater interpreter, had a much more, I think, a more beautiful sound, if a less distinctive sound, and a much more personal approach.
Was I soft or was I tough? Did I give enough?
By the late 60s, rock was cool. And right as Steve and Edie were becoming a part of the show business establishment, that establishment crumbled. But Friedwald says Gourmet's standards never wavered, and few people could sing as loud and with as much emotion.
Oh, the emotional thing was always there. You know, she always could get inside a song and make you feel it, you know, from the inside out. That was, even if it was something as silly as Blame It on the Bossa Nova, or something as epically moving as If He Walked Into My Life.
Would I be there when he called? If he walked into my life today?
Classy, sophisticated, funny, attractive, show-stoppingly talented, but not cool. Edie Gourmet was not cool at all.
That I'd run drier. What would I give if my old know-how...
Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
This is NPR News.